Hey guys, it's the 13th of January, and I'm so glad you're doing this with me. I am so excited for the people of Celebration Community Church, and some of you who don't even belong to Celebration, who family members or friends have encouraged you to do this. We have 642 people who have committed to doing that. Can you imagine what God is going to do through us giving our time every day to follow him by reading his word and spending time with him? Just be ready. The devil's going to attack, and we're going to talk about that today, but God is going to bless. Matthew chapter 4, we see the temptation of Jesus, and we'll come back to that in a second, and we'll read that again tomorrow. And then we see Jesus starts preaching. He calls those disciples, those two sets of brothers. We see that again, Peter and Andrew and James and John. And he heals sick people. But I want to go back to the temptation of Jesus. When you read this, I want you to note how Jesus responds when he is tempted by Satan. Notice, Jesus was baptized, and as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went out to be alone. In being alone, in being hungry, in fasting, he was vulnerable. He was physically weak, right? He was probably emotionally weak. And then this moment of temptation comes with the devil promising him all kinds of things, which is ironic because the devil didn't have the ability to give Jesus any of these things. And the devil is a liar. And Jesus calls him out. Notice the trick that the devil uses. The devil, Satan, uses scripture from the Old Testament to try to trick Jesus into disobeying God, rejecting God, and shifting over to the dark side. Watch Jesus's response. Jesus uses the sword of the Spirit, which is the Bible, and scripture to put Satan in his place. Three different times we see in this account, Jesus quoting scripture, twice from the book of Deuteronomy, once from the book of Psalms, and he puts the devil in the place. This is a great reason for us to get into the Word of God and to memorize scripture. And God gives us that memorized scripture exactly when we need it, as he did with Jesus. Watch how Jesus battles the enemy. And remember, this is why we dig into the Word of God. Talk to you tomorrow.